Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Danny Trejo of Man-at-Arms Art of War. Mr. Trejo is a legendary character actor who's appeared in such TV shows as Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, and is probably best known as the film character Machete. Over the next segment, Danny Trejo will talk about hosting the new original unscripted series Man-at-Arms Art of War, which airs Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the El Rey Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to embrace danger, feel free to show us your arms as we stick a knife in the present in order to experience a cutting-edge past. Danny, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you, Big Jim.
Now, Danny, tell us what Man-at-Arms Art of War is all about.
You know what, it's somewhat of a history lesson, but not boring. I'm narrating the iconic weapons of the past, weapons that were, how they were made, how they were used, what parts they played in battles. And, you know, some of them are so iconic, they're still being used today in video games and movies, Star Wars and TV shows.
Now, your first episode features weapons of Kung Fu. Tell us about that episode and also what cultures, weapons, and eras will be featured in future episodes of Man-at-Arms.
We're going to get Chinese, Turkish, European, Japan, Aztec, and some of my favorite Aztec weapons. They were, like, brutal, but I love it, the way that they made samurai swords. It took them months, years to fold over the metal and fold over the metal and treat it and fold it. It would be so sharp that a fly couldn't land on the blade.
Wow. Now, you feature craftsmen on your show, which includes swordsmiths, and you've got blacksmiths and metalsmiths, more.
Yeah.
So what is it about these craftsmen that impresses you the most?
Well, you know what? I mean, the patience, really. I mean, because you want to just hammer something out, and you can't. You have to use a special hammer. I mean, and the way that the ancient sword makers did it, it was like this process, almost religious. You know, it wasn't you were just making a sword. You were making a part of somebody, and I cut through a cow carcass with this samurai sword. It was so sharp, like, man. And we had to speed up the process because, we ain't got a year to make the sword. But some of them are just amazing, amazing weapons. We had a bow. People don't realize it, but one of the reasons that the Mongols were so successful was the sword that they had. I mean, the bow that they had, it was a reversed curved bow, and it was short, where all the other bows were tall, long bows, and you had to shoot them standing up. Well, the short bow that the Mongols used was powerful, yet you could shoot it from a horse because it was short.
Well, you mentioned that you test these weapons.
Absolutely.
When you do that, now, how carefully do you have to be when you're testing these weapons, and how much fun is it testing these weapons?
Well, it's so much fun, but Robert, he's a stickler for safety and stuff. So we have three or four safety people on the set, making sure that actors don't cut themselves and don't start playing. And actors are idiots, and a lot of times they'll want to. I mean, they got sword fight, they'll cut paper,
Well, you mentioned Robert Rodriguez, I assume. Tell us about working with Robert Rodriguez over the years, your amazing collaborations, and your friendship.
Well, Robert is like I think one of the secrets to his success is that he's a fan. He's a real fan of movies, and he loves what he does, and he gets to do what he loves. And if you ever notice, his movies are like fun movies. They're not just, he doesn't do too much just straight out drama. But it's action packed. They move. I love movies that move. I can't stand lull in movies because that's when I go to sleep.
That's usually the second act.
But it's like when we did Machete. I mean, me and Jessica Alba killed four people before the movie started, you know, and then rolling the title here. And so, you know, it's like that. And it's just like nonstop, it's an adrenaline rush. So it's that's why his movies are just for adrenaline junkies. This Man at Arms is the same thing. I mean, it's not boring. It's like an unbelievable, fun history lesson. But you've got the best teacher you've ever had, like the teacher that you, oh, man, I love this guy's class because I'm the narrator.
Well, speaking of, you're one of the busiest and most prolific actors in the business. What do you think are some of the keys to your success?
Well, you know, Eddie Munger once said, I don't know if it's true, he said, everybody that's worked with Danny Trejo wants to work with him again. Simply because, you know what, it's like, I love doing this. People love to be around people that love what they're doing. I know I do. You know, I can't stand them people that, oh, God, it's another day. I get away from me because I love this stuff. You know what I mean? I love coming to work. I love being on a set. I'd be a grip if I couldn't be an actor.
Yeah, I know. You have a tremendous work ethic. Where did that come from, that work ethic?
Well, I think you've really got to have worked to really get that work ethic. I can remember being in forestry camp as a juvenile, and you go there when it's not like summer camp, you know. And so I can remember fires, working on fires, and throwing a shovel full of dirt at an 80-foot flame. And you're wondering, now this is work. This is work, you know. So I've never had to do that on a movie set, you know. So, and, you know, life is pretty good. My son just wrote a movie, and it's called From a Son. And it's the most, oh, God, tragic drama I've ever read. I can't wait to do it.
So right now, what do you enjoy most about being the host of Man at Arms Art of War?
Working with the people. I love watching people that love what they're doing. And these guys that are making weapons, if you ask them like a question, if you ask them what time is it, they'll build you a watch. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, no, here, wait, you have to do this. And look, and if you don't do this right, you have to go, wait, hold on, you can't do that. And it's like, wow. You know what I mean? And they love explaining it to you. They love letting you do it. You know what I mean? So those are the people I love being around, that kind of energy.
So, Danny, also, where can people find out more about yourself and Man at Arms Art of War online?
Well, you know, it's like, man, we're going to be, on LRA Network, that's for sure. And it's, Robert Rodriguez Network. And we're just, like I said, having a blast with it, you know. And come on down. And if you want to find out more about me, show up at my restaurant or go to Trejo's Coffee and Donuts.
Exactly. Especially right. Now. I need my coffee and donuts.
Hey, come on down. Santa Monica and Highland.
Hey, Danny, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine.
Thank you.
Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
God bless. Thank you, brother.